head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be.
Ladies and gentlemen, now in the studio, a 6'1 broadcaster from Ouachita Baptist University. He's on the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame board as well as the Arkansas Travelers board. He's been known to impersonate coaches such as Houston Nutt at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. His knowledge of Southern fried food is impeccable, and you can recognize his voice from a mile away.
What a slam! Touchdown, Washington!
He's the mouth of the South. It's Rex Nelson.
Well, he's in studio.
I did not
run over anything on the way today. I did not blow out any tires, no. So I do plan to be here the whole hour.
All hour.
Yeah.
You and Matt were
very nice not roasting me after I left
through
early
the magic
last
of
week.
Radio, Rex, it appeared as though everything was fine when last week, in the middle of a driving rainstorm, you had a blowout.
Hit one of Mayor Stodola's mini. Huge potholes.
That's right. We can blame that. We'll lay that at the feet.
I was going a little fast.
I was going a little fast, though, Bill. You hit it a little. Well, but that shouldn't. We'll blame that on Mayor Mark Stodley, as I like to refer to my friend and Sunday Buzz favorite, Mayor Stodola. Now, one of your many duties, Rex, political animals, this segment every Sunday, Touchdown Club, your professional capacity with the private colleges and universities.
A real job.
Earn an income. But you have taken on the task of training former Sunday Buzz morning producer and now current Show of No Names producer, one Randolph Joseph Hawk, R.J. Hawk. You have taken the task of what is, in effect, teaching him the English language.
I am going to be his Angelo Dundee. Yeah. And when we have the showdown.
Yes.
We are actually going to bring in Ray Rogers in one of those jackets,
the cut man.
Right. We're going to have the cut man sitting here.
The great
in
Ray
case
Rogers.
It really
yes.
In case it really gets bad, we're going to have Ray to work on RJ. I think that would be a nice touch.
Very quickly, let me set the stage, and then we got to talk to Jeff Taylor because it's huge day.
A lot to talk about. I was over for the Rebel yesterday.
When Rex brings in a racing form, it's like we stepped back in time just then. I mean, So we got a lot to get to with Jeff, but very quickly, in the old days when RJ produced this program, Mel, you'll appreciate this, I once proclaimed that a monkey could do his job, and I tried in vain to allow the Little Rock Zoo to loan us a monkey for one Sunday, and it was what I titled the Simpleton versus Simian Showdown, man versus monkey, and... Unfortunately, for a lot of insurance reasons and some pretty good sense, too, we were not allowed to have a chimpanzee or a monkey here in studio. So RJ avoided humiliation that day because my point was a monkey could have done his job just as easily.
But the Rocket 5K was pretty humiliating.
It was right. Brought it on himself when he challenged me to a 5K and... your wife was
the publicity director that year for the Rocket 5K at Catholic High.
And so, Mel, you'll appreciate this too. As a runner, I, of course, ran and finished in near record time, winning my age group.
Bill had a very good performance. Yes. I will be honest.
RJ, on the other hand, having some 15 years my junior, a buck stud young strapper, he does not finish. He DNF'd and had to be driven in a golf cart to the finish line, claiming that, as he put it, a 10-year-old Mexican ran in front of me and tripped me.
Or a Hispanic youth, as we say to be politically correct on this show.
Yes, but I'm just quoting what he said on the air, actually. So twice humiliated, he now is the public address announcer for the UALR Trojans men's and women's basketball team.
I don't think he gets to do the NCAA tournament today, though. They bring in their own people for that.
We hope so. He's also a color commentator for the Arkansas Traveler baseball team, working hand in glove, no pun intended, with the great Phil Elson, who does their play-by-play, who's just nothing short
probably
of spectacular.
Probably the best minor league broadcaster in America.
He is as smooth as butter.
Mm-hmm. Got an example.
Well, here's RJ's commentary.
Here you go, Matt. Here's the pitch. It's swung on. High fly ball to left.
It could. It's gone. Slam-a-ram-a-woo.
That's his catchphrase. That's his enfuego. That's his that's his go-to phrase, slam-a-ram-a-roo. So he's had a problem with the English language for some time. And 3 weeks ago,
he's from East Texas.
He's from, yes.
Give him a break.
Metairie, Louisiana was Metrare. he once very famously asked me on the air what a Netanyahu was. So we're teaching. He mispronounces one of the sororities there. Phi Lambda Chi was Phi Lambda Chi. Whole series of mistakes with the English language. So in 3 weeks, 3 weeks from today. No, wait, maybe a four, depending upon how much time he needs.
Yeah, we probably ought to get through March Madness.
The great writer, Rex Nelson, will be training RJ in the English language. We're going to have 10 flashcards, and RJ has to pronounce all 10 words from Merriam-Webster's English Dictionary. He has to pronounce them correctly. If he does so, he wins $100. Rex Nelson will be his coach.
He
is his coach.
He has to call him Mickey.
Yes, I'll be.
He's the Mickey.
Yelling at him. Cut Man's going to be here. We're gonna be all out for this.
He's going to murderize you, RJ.
Exactly.
Okay. That's an upset about that.
Yeah,
so
poor
good
Jeff.
Luck. Good
we've,
luck.
Poor he's Jeff asleep Taylor. Down there at Oakland
poor
right
Jeff
now.
Is...
We've kept him on hold so long.
Jeff, I'm so sorry.
No, don't be silly, you guys. That's your show. You do what you wish. I'm just here to serve.
Jeff, I have to tell you, I had to... had to go to a funeral in Arkadelphia, but I finished in time to make a quick change of clothes and make it to the Rebel. What a beautiful day, and I think Secret Circle's the real deal.
I think he validated his southwest wind, which visually wasn't all that impressive. The time was good, but again, he didn't look like a Triple Crown horse in my eye back on President's Day weekend. But yesterday, different story. He I thought relaxed pretty nicely off the early pace. Made a run, and a tactical one at that, and that's what you have to do to win these big races is when there an opportunity presents itself, you got to be willing to go for it. And when they, Maharano asked him to run, he did his job, got clear, and had enough left in the tank to hold off a late charge. But, yes, I definitely think he took a step forward and, stays on track. I think you're looking at probably – and it's a little early to say this, but probably one of the second or third choices in the Kentucky Derby itself come post time. That was visually a very good race for him yesterday.
Yeah, well, that was going to be what I was going to mention. My question coming in was, this was his first time to run more than a mile. He handles a mile and a 16th. Did you think there was enough in the tank there to handle a mile and an eighth in the Arkansas Derby and then a mile and a quarter in Louisville?
Yeah, it will be interesting to run. See what Bob Effort does with this colt. He's won the last two Rebels, and with the factor and looking at Lucky, and he's
got passed
in the Arkansas Derby with the factor last year for maybe a little greener path out west, which is where his home base is out on the west coast. But yes, I think it's logical to think that he's going to have another race before the Kentucky Derby. He hasn't answered all of his pedigree issues and the distance issues in a mile and a quarter at the first Saturday in May. And again, a colt that was really backing up, like some people were saying yesterday. It was more Optimizer making a run late. Nobody else was running at the winner but Optimizer. So, again, there are a few questions left, and distance, again, according to his pedigree, and a lot of people put stock in that particular category, is that a mile and a quarter may be outside the realm of his comfort zone. And, he answers that question each time out. He's won three straight, and, horses are like that. They don't oftentimes win pretty, but they do enough to get the job done. I think again, this colt looks to be in that category.
Yeah, a lot of weird things can happen this time of year. Bill had mentioned I'd brought the form in from yesterday because I was going to mention that Mike Watchmaker had Secret Circle ranked 10th in his 3-year-old male rankings. Like you said, after yesterday's performance, I have a feeling that'll move up a little bit.
It will, and I think he answered the question of what the 3-year-old crop we've seen here at Oaklawn, who's the boss. I don't think you'll see that many out of the race yesterday, based locally, come back and try him. If he does elect to go in the Arkansas Derby, obviously 2-for-2 here, and nobody ran what I thought was a race that qualified for advancement yesterday, with maybe the exception of Adirondack Kid. I thought John Service Colt, although he finished fifth, ran a race a useful looking race. I wish he had finished up a little bit better because I did like him a little bit at the windows. But nonetheless, he does have a pedigree to go a little bit further. So they may try. They may try again in the Arkansas Derby with that one. But you know, the Najars and you know, Scatman. I'm not sure what kind of effort he's going to throw back at us if they elect to go with the Arkansas Derby with him. Reckless, I think, didn't answer any questions. And some of these others, I'm not going to call them pretenders because you have to race, get in the race to really answer those questions. Nobody knows. But I think the locals have had enough of Secret Circle. I don't see too many of them back in the Arkansas Derby to try him again. That does leave the door open maybe for horses from out of state. I know Florida is very, very heavily laden with fields, and there are a lot of connections. Todd Fletcher comes to mind, the trainer of several of these top three-year-olds. They're going to have to find a place so they don't face each other, if you will, in the Florida Derby or the Louisiana Derby, and limited options up through the Midwest. You've got the Bluegrass Stakes. It's lost some credibility, though, over at Keeneland as the last Kentucky Derby prep there from that state. New York is another option. But Florida has so many three-year-olds. We will see, in my mind, probably four or five from that particular venue up here to try the Arkansas Derby, which adds intrigue.
Because absolutely.
You know, the more imports that we get, the more headline horses, if you will, that we have, the more viable product we have from a racing standpoint. Not that Oaklawn needs the validation because, Rick, you saw the dynamic here yesterday. It was just fabulous.
It was quite a beautiful
31,000 people, and just you couldn't ask for a more picture-perfect setting for racing in the spring than what we have here.
I was going to say, to get down to the social and eating aspect that I like as much or more as Bill knows of the racing. Bill, I went out. It was such a pretty day. I got there late, went out onto the infield. I don't know if it was the warm winter or whatever, but I have never out there in the crabapple orchard, Jeff, seen the crabapples that in full of bloom. It was like sitting in a postcard. I got an Oaklawn burger, sat there with my form at a picnic table, and it was absolute heaven.
Yeah, so, I looked around and saw, isn't life grand? That was our sentiment exactly. You know, the crowd, the competition, and the weather combined. It was just so good. Makes Oaklawn a special place. It always has been.
And I've got to say for Bill, because Bill, of course, is the style expert, the fashion plate, right?
Very much so.
And even though he doesn't run nearly as many horses anymore, I stood by the fence there as they settled in the infield for the Rebel. Dwayne Lucas is still the coolest looking trainer in the business,
done,
man. Oh, he had a cashmere yellow sweater vest on, the mirror shades. Nobody looks cooler, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, Dad, and he'll be the first to tell you probably as much. And I don't know him all that very well, but I know him well enough to know that he kind of appreciates his celebrity a bit. And Frank Miramonte, the new track announcer, is a good friend of mine, did a absolutely knockdown, dead impersonation of Dwayne and the little skit that he had for the chaplaincy. We had a fundraiser at the country club Friday night, and he did, as he is a master of impersonations, but he did, he had Lucas to a T. And again, some of that self-worth, if you will, of Lucas certainly came through, but yeah, that's hilarious. But you know, Wayne is a great, great asset to Oaklawn Park. He was a leading trainer here last year, and you know, love him or hate him, he is what he is, and you know, he just adds another flavor or an ingredient to again the racing that we have here.
An old basketball coach, by the way, is in the middle of March Madness.
He certainly is, and then he loves the game still and watches a lot of basketball, and I'm sure he'll have his eyes maybe one on the racetrack and one on the television monitors throughout the plant today as we see a little bit more March action going on.
Well, it's going to be another beautiful day today. Jeff, help us make some money today.
All right, well, let's take a look at the double first of all. Didn't get outside the realm of conventionality, if you will, here in the double. A couple of 5-2 favorites are going to be my selections. Number 8, Tis Timeless in the opener. Logical pick here. This one is finished first or second in all three of the starts here at Oaklawn Park this year. Comes out of open company. He's backing with fellow Arkansas Breds today. That should help him a little bit to continue that success streak. So let's go with number 8, Tis Timeless in the first. The second, a little bit more competitive, but again, I did finally land on a horse that's going to be pretty short in price. Number 5, Barack. He drops, I think, into a winning spot today for trainer Jamie Ness. They purchased this one or claimed him for $7,500. Two starts back, he paid immediate dividends with a win for $20,000 last time out. Is in a little tougher today despite the drop in claiming price. The conditions of the race are a little bit tougher, but I still think Barack is the one to beat in the second. Double numbers then, 8 and 5. Let's move now to the featured eighth race on the program, and it is a good one, stakes caliber almost in the quality of the competition. I like number 7, Kate's Main Man, to pull off the wire job. Gutty effort in Open Allowance Company last time out for Kate's. This is a colt that likes this racetrack. It's his third start off a layoff, which oftentimes indicates a peak effort, and I think he's going to be prominent from start to finish in a race that doesn't have much early speed in it, so I think he does control the issue. That's number 7, Kate's Main Man in the eighth. We'll move back now to the fifth on the afternoon, I believe, is where my long shot play is, and it is, yes, it is, number 10 in here at 8-1, or 15-1, actually. Number 10, Lunar Pass in the fifth. Good speed from this one, and another situation maybe that he's not going to have a lot of company up front. And I think Lunar Pass, even though he breaks from the outside post, is going to be able to control this race from a pace standpoint. Number 10, Lunar Pass, that's the fifth race of the day, as our buzz, a long shot play of the afternoon.
Well, Jeff, you're the man.
Jeff, that great day yesterday. By the way, Bill, speaking of fashion reviews, mm-hmm. and Jeff will confirm this, talking about people that still look good, nobody wears a green sports coat better than Charles Sella, do they?
He did have. We made the comment we were doing a radio remote yesterday in the lobby, and he was kind of a showstopper when he made his
bright green
crowd, because I mean it was almost like Moses parting the Red Sea, because he was spearheading some of his family. He's got the grandkids in this week,
yep.
And he looked much the part.
He had a paisley coat on down there one year, and it's a dark, you know, only guys of
old money, right, old money can get away with
that. Because Sell is the kind of guy that looks comfortable walking with his hand in his outside jacket pocket.
Oh, yep.
You know,
and the high water pants.
Right, exactly. He's Prince Charles. You know?
That is him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It is cool to watch him walk around, though. I like to see him.
If you want to hear a great talking about impersonations, great Sella impersonation, Randy Moss can do it dead on.
Yeah.
He says, Randy, CJC. When he called on the phone, CJC. Now, that's cool, Bill, when you just use your initials to identify yourself.
Yeah. No Madonna. Yeah. No one name, just your initials.
CJ.
Everybody knows who Mr. Sella is. You're right.
Jeff, have a good week, buddy. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Talk to you next Sunday.
Okay. Jeff Money Taylor.
It just could not have been more beautiful in Hot Springs yesterday. I'm getting old. I didn't go downtown for the St. Patrick's Day parade.
The shortest St. Patrick's Day parade?
Yeah, but boy, they draw a crowd now. Most rankings have it in the top 10 St. Patrick's Day parade in America.
I'll say this. The longest St. Patrick's Day parade was in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah, but if you really want a wild one, be in Hot Springs.
No, I'm with you, because it's all packed in there together.
Yep, right on Bridge Street. Yep.
It is a great idea, but this had watching those guys go over the bridge yesterday reminded me of that scene from Animal House where they're in the parade and they're turning down an alleyway with the band. They just went away like they off into the sunset. You know, where did it end? Hey,
I always like the fact that all my Greek friends from over in Hot Springs wear buttons that say "Kiss me, I'm Irish." Said, "Friend, nobody with Irish blood can have skin that dark. You're going to be as pale as me if you've really got Irish blood."
We got to hit a break. Don't touch that dial. Rex and I are going to talk NCAA tournament after this.